I'm Faye Harwell. I'm a fellow in the American Society of Landscape Architects. I've been a landscape architect for more than 30 years. I love the practice. I love it. It's a passion. The landscape itself, in order to form Greenwood with its roads and its burial areas, was tremendously manipulated, and it's been manipulated all through its history. And in the early years, from 1838 to, let's say, 1849 and the 1860s and 70s, there was an enormous amount of earthwork that went on. So the landscape that we see today is, if you will, the support structure of it, the armature, is the terminal moraine. And the top layer is the impact of man and the cultural layer, and then the ecological layers that have developed from that by man's impact. To me, it's a very fascinating combination and this layering of strata as well as activities to give us what we have today. David Bates Douglas, who wrote the exposition document in 1839, had a very interesting statement that he wrote: "The land will be covered with appropriate plantations of shrubbery and trees till the whole shall have acquired a character of sylvan still life in harmony with the quietness and repose of the grave." And so I think he knew that he was going to do a massive amount of earthwork and that he had a forest and field resource that he was working with, and he was going to very deliberately plant it and craft it so that it would have just the right feeling to be an appropriate place for burials. And it became a very popular picnic ground, pleasure ground in the early 1850s before Central Park was built for people to escape the stresses of the city. They were all going out to Greenwood, which was not heavily buried at that time. It wasn't filled with burials. And they were taking picnics and strolling and having carriage rides through, and it was a pleasure ground that hadn't existed before. The general effect of the landscape is groves of trees. It's not really rows of trees, except along the roads. As you look into the skyline, you get a kind of an asymmetrical skyline, constantly with trees in the near ground, middle ground, and background, and these sort of abstract patterns of negative space of sky, which is really quite extraordinary. The other thing that was surprising to me is how much reach the views have into Manhattan. From the top of Battle Hill, you can see so far in many directions. I think the other thing that makes it very special is the fact that some of the water bodies have been preserved. There were about 9 water bodies when the cemetery was founded, and there are only 4 remaining. And Sylvan Water is one of the ones that actually is one of the glacial lakes that remains. Those water bodies are very special because they haven't been given away for burial space. What really surprised me is how much of the historic design was left after so many years, since 1838. The core really has so much of the fabric, so many of the road patterns with a historic landscape. I think the landscape as habitat is very important, and there are some places in Greenwood that are absolutely spectacular for that. In general, when you go through the cemetery, you find that you really can hear the bird population. And it is very, very soothing, and it becomes this wonderful, soothing sound that makes you really feel the relief from the city. It's a tremendous stress reliever. This is not really only about death and burial. It's very much about celebrating life in a really beautiful place.